Chapter 8. The Republic in France. National Convention, 1792-95. Now, question 1. Evaluate the work of National Convention in France. Answer. On the 20th September 1792, the elections for this body were completed and the National Convention was formed. Its first session took place on 21st September. The total number of its members was 782. Among them, 200 were Girondists, 100 Jacobins, and 482 did not belong to any political party. Thus, none of the party secured majority in the House. But it is quite clear from the above data that the number of Girondist members was just the double in comparison to the Jacobins. Girondists wanted to pilot the revolution in an orderly and legal way. They did not like lawlessness, anarchy, and bloodshed. They opposed terrorism and wanted to crush the power of the Paris mob, while the Jacobins were immensely influenced by the crowd of Paris and the Commune and tended to defend France by hook or crook. The Jacobins had great influence outside the National Convention. Therefore, they could defeat the Girondists in the Battle of the Ballot and capture the authority with the help of the commoners. Thus, they became the virtual ruler of France. During their regime, some significant changes took place in France. Now, the work of National Convention. After its election, the first session of the National Convention was held on 21st September 1792, and it was resolved in it that henceforth Republican government would be established in France in place of monarchy. A new era was started as a token of the establishment of Republican France. Many reforms were made in the almanac, and the month was divided into three parts of 10 days each. The months were named after the animals and natural objects. 5 days national holiday was declared after the end of the year, and it was also resolved that the king should be brought to trial as a culprit. The nobles and the feudal lords who had gone out from France during the course of revolution should be expatriated for ever, and a committee was constituted to frame a new constitution for the country. Thus, at the very inception, the National Convention performed various significant acts and proved its importance. Now, problems of National Convention. The members of the National Convention realized the following problems in its first session. First, the king had been suspended from the royal duties. What should be done with him? Second, how the country should be safeguarded from the foreign enemies? Third, to establish law and order, and to end anarchy and lawlessness in the country. Now, fourth, to organize the army of the country properly. Fifth, to wipe out the corruption so far rampant in the French society. Sixth, to make internal reforms in the country. Seventh, to frame a new constitution for the country. Now, death sentence to Louis XVI. There was a great tug of war between the Girondists and the Jacobins on the issue of death sentence to Louis XVI. The members of the Jacobin party wanted that the king should be hanged without any trial. On the other hand, the Girondists desired that the fate of the king should be decided by the entire people. But Jacobins had already decided to put the king to death. Danton said, "The kings of Europe had challenged us. In its reply, we would chop off the head of Louis XVI and throw it before them." Saint Just also remarked, "None of kings is innocent, therefore Louis XVI should be hanged without any further hesitation." Robespierre also shouted, "The king had done treachery against the revolution, hence possessed no claim on throne. Now he is only a claimant of death sentence." Thus all the members of the Jacobin party wanted to get rid of the king, like in the case of Charles I. At last, a false trial was put up, which continued for a month. During the course of the trial, the king kept mum and did not reply any question. A box was also produced at the time of trial, which contained the correspondence between the king and emigres and the foreign kings. After the charge was proved against the king, the members of the National Convention voted on the issue, whether the king should be hanged or not. Out of 782 members, only 721 members of the convention took part in it, and 387, including the brother of King Philip, the Duke of Orleans, voted against the king. The king was informed on 20th January 1793 that he would be guillotined the next day. After hearing attempts were made to save the life of the king, but all ended in smoke, and he was guillotined on 21st January 1793. Before his death, he said, "Gentlemen, I am innocent of that of which I am accused. May my blood assure the happiness of France." Consequences of the death sentence. Though the king had made attempts to crush the revolution by establishing secret relations with foreign countries, even then he was a benevolent ruler and better than all who so far had ruled over the country. He was not the chief cause of lawlessness in France. Actually, his forefathers were responsible for it, who had wasted fabulous wealth on wars. His Queen Marie Antoinette and his courtiers were more treacherous than the king. It terrified the royalists, who were becoming a danger to France and the Republic. The rulers of European countries were shocked at this event. England, which was so far the greatest supporter of revolution, turned a deadly enemy and wanted to crush the revolution. The first coalition was organized against the Republic of France to check its bloody deeds. Now, formation of the first coalition. The Girondist party had become very feeble after the murder of the king. Now the entire responsibility of waging the war fell into the hands of Danton. He declared that audacity, more audacity, always greater audacity is needed to face internal problems and external attacks. The European nations had formed a coalition to face the French troops. Besides, Austria and Prussia, which were already engaged in war against France, Holland, England, Spain, etc., also joined the first coalition. Now, struggle with the European nations. There were several causes which led to the outbreak of war with the European nations. England was annoyed with France due to its bloody revolution and policies. Moreover, the members of the National Convention wanted to extend the territory of France up to Rhine. It alarmed Holland as the river passed through Holland. On 1st February 1793, France declared war against Holland and England. The members of coalition wanted to encircle France, and a fierce attack was made on France. But the members of the convention did not lose heart. They opposed the attack with all might. They offered the responsibility of the safety of Holland to de Moraes, but he was defeated in the Battle of Neerwinden on 18th March 1793 and joined Austria due to fear of Danton. Not only the Girondist party but the entire France had pride in him. After this, Austrian army began to advance towards Paris. France was defeated at every place. England conquered Dunkirk. Prussia also drove out the French army from the Rhine River, and the Spanish army crossed the Pyrenees and re-established her sway over Roussillon. Thus, for 6 months, the French army continued to be defeated. Now, internal and external problems of France. The army of the Allied nations were only 100 miles away from Paris, and they were confident of their victory. They had also planned to distribute the French territory among themselves. On the other hand, southern provinces of France had revolted. Lyon, La Vendée, and Paris were the chief centers of disturbance, and the situation in France had become chaotic and confused. The economic condition of France was deteriorating rapidly. The value of assignats fell rapidly. People were starving, and therefore they started looting shops and creating all sorts of disturbance in the country. The factory owners and the laborers were also not having amicable relations with one another. Now, Jacobins capture power. A constant struggle between the Girondists and the Jacobins had been going on since long. Though both were the supporters of democracy, yet there was a great difference in their ideologies. Girondists were against bloodshed, and they wanted to punish the culprits of the September massacre. But the Jacobin party did not even give up bloodshed in order to achieve its aim. Jacobins got arrested. About 31 members of the Legislative Assembly, with the help of Paris Commune, on 2nd June 1793. It reduced the influence of Girondist party, and Jacobins established their supremacy. Though the internal and external conditions of France was quite deplorable, Jacobins established the reign of terror and achieved success in crushing all the external and internal turmoil. Now, the reign of terror. After the downfall of the Girondists, Jacobins captured power, and the prominent members of this party such as Danton, Dr. Marat, and Robespierre established the reign of terror to achieve their mission. Committee of Public Safety. The Committee of the General Security and the Revolutionary Tribunate were the machineries of the Reign of Terror. Law of Suspects was used to arrest any individual, and after a trial in the Revolutionary Tribunal, any person could be guillotined. People were also punished by the special representatives. They behaved like despots and had the power to capture any individual and get him punished through the machinery of the Reign of Terror. During the regime of Jacobins, people were greatly terrified and they obeyed the commands of these leaders like speechless animals. More than 5,000 people were guillotined in Paris only. Thus, they established their control over the National Convention by way of terror and horror, and perpetrated many heinous acts. Now, capital punishment to Marie Antoinette. Even after the death of the king, Louis XVI, his queen Marie Antoinette, was imprisoned in the Fort of Temple. Her son and daughter, and the sister of Louis XVI, Elizabeth, were also confined in the fort. The queen was also charged with treason, and she was put up on trial on 3rd October 1793, which continued for about 12 days. On trial on 3rd October 1793, which continued for about 12 days, at last she was also guillotined on 16th October 1793, as the charges were proved against her. Thus the terrorists horrified the entire public of France. Now, the relatives of King guillotined. Louis Philippe, the brother of Louis XVI, who voted in favor of death sentence to his brother, was also guillotined. He was charged with cooperation with the Girondists. Madame Elizabeth, sister of Louis XVI, also met the same fate. Only the minor son and daughter were exempted from death punishment because of their tender age. Now, Girondist leaders guillotined. Some Girondist leaders were also held responsible for treason and put on trial. The evidence which was supplied by the Girondist leaders was declared null and void, and about 20 persons were put to the guillotine. Madame Roland was guillotined on 8 November for some members of the Girondist party used to visit her house. She said before her death, "Oh, liberty, what crimes are committed in thy name?" In the same way, Bailey, Barnave, and Vergniaud, Vergniaud, were put to death. Now, war against foreign enemies. After achieving victory over internal problems, the members of the National Convention directed their attention towards external enemies, Austria, Prussia, England, Spain, etc., who were capturing the territory of France rapidly. The members of the National Convention were anxious to wage war against the external enemies, so they appointed Carnot to the post of Defense Minister. He declared military service compulsory for all young ones in order to increase the number of soldiers. Carnot was a capable military officer. He organized the army of France in such a way that the French army, which hitherto was defeated everywhere, began to score victories and he was awarded the title, the organizer of victory. He not only defeated and pushed the enemies back, but also took advantage of their differences and broke their coalition. To make France a nation in arms, he gave the following directions to the people of France. Young men of 18 to 25 years of age shall go to war. The married men shall forge arms and transport supplies. The wives shall make tents and cloths and serve in hospitals. The children shall tear old linen into lint. The aged shall resort to the public places to excite the courage of the warriors and spread hatred against the kings. Now death sentence to Danton and his supporters. Danton was an able leader, proposed to stop the bloodshed after the end of external fear. But Robespierre opposed him and guillotined him for treason. Some of his supporters were also put to guillotine. Now, murder of Robespierre. After the death of Danton, the power of Robespierre had increased much, and he got 1,366 persons guillotined. When he wanted to get a law passed against the members of National Convention, he himself was subjected to conspiracies and was guillotined. After his fall, the reign of terror ended. Now, completion of reforms. The National Convention tried to complete the work of reforms. It declared that in France the medium of instruction would be French. Serfdom was abolished in many French colonies. Women were permitted to claim equal share in the property. No one could be imprisoned for non-payment of debts. The metric system was enforced in order to bring about uniformity in the country. Principle of freedom was adopted in the religious sphere. The National Convention also endeavored to establish economic equality. The government had the right to forfeit the property of immigrants and the criminals. The National Convention established art schools, normal schools, polytechnic institutions, museum and libraries in order to spread education among the masses. Now, Thermidorian reaction. The reaction which took place in France after the death of Robespierre is known as Thermidorian reaction. By this time, the terrorists were put to death, and the reign of terror and Paris Commune were dissolved, and all the subordinate machinery of the reign of terror was abolished. The doubtful prisoners were released, and the National Guards were reorganized. All this stemmed from the reaction of the members of the middle class. Now, Constitution of 1795. A committee was formed to draft a new constitution. It was also known as the Constitution of the Year III. Two-chambered legislature was introduced in this constitution. The first chamber was named as the Council of 500, while the second chamber was called the Council of the Anciens. The numbers of members in these houses were 500 and 259 respectively. The Constitution of 1795 failed to satisfy any party. Both the followers of monarchy and those of democracy were dissatisfied with this constitution. It led the country towards economic downfall and did not succeed in solving various problems confronting the country. Now, evaluation of the work of the National Assembly. There were a number of problems facing the National Convention, which it solved creditably and saved the country from the impending havoc which was looming large over it. But it would not be out of place to mention that the members of the National Convention were not competent enough to carry on the work of administration properly. The conflict between Jacobins and Girondists affected the achievements of the National Convention adversely. Madeline, a prominent historian, has thus evaluated the work of National Assembly. In brief, the National Convention of France touched the zenith of virtue in the eyes of its admirers, and the nadir of crime in the estimation of its critics. Now, points to remember. The first session of the National Convention took place on 20th September 1792. It was realized at the outset that there were several knotty problems before the convention which needed special attention. First, early work of the National Convention. It made some reforms in the first session, which are regarded as early reforms of the National Convention. Second, problems of National Convention. They belonged to internal and external spheres. Third, death sentence to Louis XVI. He was guillotined on 21st January 1793. Fourth, consequence of death. This incident annoyed the European nations. Fifth, formation of First Coalition. The First Coalition was formed against France to check the rising terrorist tendency of Danton, who had become all in all after the execution of the king. Sixth, internal and external problems of France. France had become the hub of problems that disturbed the entire atmosphere. Seventh, Jacobins capture power. After the arrest of 31 members of the Girondist party and their murder, the power of Jacobins increased greatly and they captured administrative power. Now, eighth, reign of terror. It created bloodshed and chaos by a series of murders. Its machinery proved fatal for the mankind. Now, ninth, Marie Antoinette, the queen of Louis XVI, was guillotined on 3rd October 1793. Tenth, the brother Louis Philippe and sister Elizabeth were also put to death during the reign of terror. 11th, many Girondist leaders were also awarded death sentence. 12th, war against foreign enemies. Carnot proved to be a great general. He was entitled Organizer of Victory after a series of victories gained against the foreign enemies. Now, 13. Danton and his supporters were also guillotined. 14. Robespierre's death at the guillotine led to the end of the Jacobin party. 15. Completion of reforms. 16. Thermidorian reaction. 17. Constitution of 1795 failed to satisfy any party. 18th, evaluation of the work of National Convention. Now, question 2. Give an account of the Girondists and the Jacobins and relate the differences in their ideologies and also describe the causes of the failure of Girondists. Answer. Girondists. The Girondists played a prominent role in the French Revolution. In the south of France, there is a province named Gironde, and the men who belonged to it came to be known as Girondists. The significant leaders of this party were Brissot, Dumouriez, Condorcet, Vergniaud, Pétain, and Madame Roland. They were full of patriotism and sincerity. The chief aim of Girondists was to establish republican form of government in France. They were full of bookish knowledge and had no practical experience. Though they were staunch revolutionaries, but they did not favor violence, lawlessness, and anarchy. Madame Roland, the impressive woman leader of this party, played a significant role in the French Revolution. Hazen has written about her. They were a group of eloquent young men led by a romantic woman. The members of Girondist party were in favor of continuing the war against Austria, but there was no able general in France during that period. Hence, France was defeated in the war. As the responsibility of defeat was laid at the door of the king, the infuriated public attacked the palace of the king and murdered his bodyguards. In fact, the crowd of Paris and the Paris Commune were beyond the control of the Girondists, and they contributed a lot to their downfall. They wanted to punish those persons who were responsible for the September massacre, but did not succeed in their objective. The death sentence of King Louis XVI enfeebled their position all the more. Devaluation of assignats and soaring prices brought bad name to the Girondists. Dumouriez, the foreign minister, and Pacchi, the war minister, left the Girondist party at a very critical moment and let their party go to dogs. Now, causes of the downfall of Girondists. When 21 prominent members of the Girondist party were arrested and put to death, the downfall of the Girondists had become quite inevitable. The following reasons are adduced as being responsible for the fall of the Girondists. First, the leaders of the Girondist party were not capable of holding the reign of empire under adverse circumstances. They had only bookish knowledge and were deprived of any practical experience. Hence, they failed in the practical affairs of life. Now, second, Paris was the center of revolution from the very inception of the French Revolution. Owing to this, the Girondists opposed the Paris Commune. Opposition of the Paris Commune also helped in their downfall. Third, as the Girondist leaders Pacchi and Dumouriez fled to the enemy camps, having deserted the party, the fall of Girondists became inevitable. Fourth, the eminent newspapers of Paris were either published by or were under the control of the Jacobin leaders, and they opposed the policies of the Girondists and defamed them. Fifth, the lack of food grains and devaluation of assignats proved detrimental for the Girondist party. In fact, it is difficult to control a hungry man. This internal problem led to the fall of Girondist party. Sixth, National Convention had fixed the rates of various articles by passing the law of the maximum. But Girondists opposed it due to their economic policy and attracted unpopularity to themselves. The leaders of the Girondist party wanted to crush the power of the Paris Commune by the National Guards encircled the convention. Many Girondist leaders fled from France, but whosoever were arrested were guillotined. Thus, the powerful Girondist party failed in its aim of maintaining peace and order during the course of revolution and had to surrender before their powerful opponents, Jacobins. Thus, the Girondists met their doom and failed in achieving their aims. Now, Jacobins. The members of the old Burton Club shifted their meeting place with the passage of time and began to hold their meetings in the church named Jacob. Later on, the members of this club came to be known as Jacobins. Mirabeau, Danton, Robespierre, and Dr. Marat were some prominent members of this club. As compared to Girondists, they had no ideology and were opportunists through and through. Dr. Mahajan has written in this context, "As compared with the Girondists, the Jacobins were men of rougher stamp, occasionally ill-educated, coarse, unscrupulous. In some cases they were cruel, in many cases they were corrupt. However, they were practical and alert politicians who were prepared to run great risks." In spite of their constituting a minority in the National Convention, they not only struck at the roots of their powerful opponents, Girondists, but also established their authority in France and brought the Paris Commune and the National Guards under their sway. As they were opportunists, they did not mind changing their policies again and again in order to terrorize the supporters of the monarchy. They advocated the establishment of the Reign of Terror. The Committee of Public Safety, Committee of General Security, Revolutionary Tribunal, and the guillotine were the chief organs of the Reign of Terror, by which the suspects were put to death after a summary trial. Law of Maximum and Law of Suspects were the chief weapons to establish control over the public of France. Thousands of persons were guillotined by the help of law of suspects, and many were punished for non-compliance of the law of maximum. Thus, during their reign of terror, they exercised tremendous pressure of atrocities on the mankind and put an end to the Girondists who opposed their policy. Looking to the lawlessness, bloodshed, and chaotic condition prevailing in France, then, one might blame the Jacobins for their wicked rule, but their foreign policy proved to be a great success. Carnot, one of the Jacobins, organized the army of France in such a way as it inflicted a crushing defeat on the armies of the foreign enemies and saved the capital from imminent downfall. The title of organizer of victories was bestowed upon Carnot for his wonderful army organization. But too much of terrorism proved dangerous for the existence of the Jacobin party. Their own differences of opinion created a gulf among the members. First of all, Danton became the victim of these differences and was guillotined. Robespierre followed him after a few days. A reaction called Thermidorian reaction took place after the death of Robespierre. It resulted in the downfall of the Paris Commune and the demolishing of the Revolutionary Tribunal. It also minimized the powers of the Committee of Public Safety. Thus, the age of terror and bloodshed ended, and peace and order were restored in France after a long time. Now, causes of the downfall of Jacobins. First, the establishment of the reign of terror proved detrimental to the existence of the Jacobin party. Second, people began to think that this reign of terror was useless after the Prussian and Austrian war had ended, and there was no fear of a foreign attack. Third, the life of and property of an individual were not safe during the reign of terror, hence people were vehemently opposed to it. The machinery of this reign of terror alienated the sympathies of people because of its bloody deeds. Now fourth, the Jacobin leader Robespierre began to interfere in the religious beliefs of people and established a new sect known as the Worship of the Supreme Being. It hurt the feelings of the people. Now fifth, too much bloodshed and forfeiture of property annoyed the public and Jacobins lost their ground. Now sixth, the split among the members of the Jacobin party also contributed to the downfall of the Jacobins. Seventh, the laborers were annoyed with the party as they had fixed their wages under the law of maximum and encroached on their right for more wages. Hayes has rightly remarked in this connection, the death of Robespierre ended the reign of terror. The purpose of the reign of terror, however, was already achieved. The revolution was preserved in France, and France was victorious in Europe. Now, ideological differences between the Girondists and the Jacobins. Both these parties played a significant role during the course of the French Revolution. Their formation proved beneficial in the interest of revolution. However, there were some similarities in their ideologies. Now, similarities. Though the Girondists and the Jacobins were poles apart in their ideologies, yet if we read between the lines, we would be able to trace the following similarities between them. First, both the Jacobins and the Girondists were revolutionaries and believed in the principles of revolution. Second, both of them wanted to do away with the absolute monarchy and to establish liberty so that the principle of liberty, equality, and fraternity might be executed into practice. Now third, both of them believed that the salvation of the country lay in the successful completion of revolution. Fourth, Both the parties had no confidence in King Louis XVI and held him responsible for the defeat of France in the Austrian War, and considered him to be a staunch enemy of the French Revolution. Fifth, both of them formed the opposition party in the National Assembly and opposed the supporters of constitutional monarchy. Now, dissimilarities. The members of the Jacobin party were quite practical, while the Girondists were confined to bookish knowledge. Hazen also writes about Girondists. Theirs was a bookish outlook upon the world. They were visionary and dreamers, always lost in the pages of the books. Now, second, the Jacobins were pragmatic. They could resort to any means in order to achieve success in their mission, but the Girondists followed only the means of justice and law. They did not do anything against the canon of morality. Now, third, the Jacobins resorted to violence, terror, bloodshed, and cruelty to achieve their purpose, but the Girondists were not prepared to follow the path of lawlessness, anarchy, corruption, and force. Now, fourth, Jacobins were the supporters of republican form of government from the very beginning, while the Girondists adopted this principle quite late. Earlier, they were in favor of establishing the constitutional monarchy. Now, fifth, the Jacobins exercised great influence on the Paris mob and the Paris Commune, whereas the Girondists had no power over them. Now, sixth, the Girondists were in favor of war against the foreign countries in order to crush the monarchy, but the Jacobins were opposed to it. Now, seventh, the Girondists were strictly opposed to the killing of the king and the September massacre, but Jacobins wished from the core of their heart to put the king to death and not to punish the persons responsible for the September massacre. Now, eighth, the Jacobins were better organized and decidedly superior to the Girondists in their discipline and organization. Now, ninth, the Jacobins used to give great importance to Paris, considering it to be the center of revolution, whereas the Girondists did not consider Paris to be important. Now, tenth, the Jacobin leaders were guided by the Paris mob, while the leadership of Girondists was in the hands of women like Madame Roland and Julia Talma. Thus, both the parties, after playing a significant role in the French Revolution, perished. The Girondists failed to exist owing to their powerful opponents and submitted to the Jacobins, who did not last long due to their internal differences, which destroyed them in 2-2. Now, points to remember. The Girondists. They were elected from the province of Gironde and therefore came to be known as Girondists. Brissot, Dumouriez, and Madame Roland were the prominent members of this party. They had too much of bookish knowledge, but were deprived of all practical experiences. They tried to crush the September massacre and the Paris Commune, but failed in their mission. They also incited people to raid the royal palace. Now, causes of their downfall. First, lack of potential leadership. Second, the opposition of the Paris Commune. Third, treachery of Pacchi and Dumouriez. Fourth, rule of press. Fifth, lack of food grains and devaluation of the assignats. Sixth, internal problems and chaos. Now, the Jacobins. The members of this club used to meet in the Church of Jacob and came to be known as Jacobins. Robespierre, Dr. Marat, Danton and Herbert were the eminent leaders of this party. Though they were supporters of democracy, yet they adopted terrorism as means to achieve their end. They established the Reign of Terror. Its chief organs were Committee of Public Safety, Committee of General Security, Revolutionary Tribunal, and the Guillotine. Though they were in conspicuous minority, they held the authority in their hand by their intelligence and wit. They won over Girondists by the help of their practical experience. Now, causes of their downfall. First, establishment of the Reign of Terror. Second, people began to think that there was no rationale for the continuance of the Reign of Terror after the end of the Austrian and Prussian War. Now, third, the instruments of the Reign of Terror proved detrimental to its existence. Fourth, interference in religious matters. Fifth, bloodshed and forfeiture of property. Sixth, split among the Jacobins. Seventh, the law of maximum. Now, similarities in ideology. First, both were fired with revolutionary zeal. Second, both wanted to put an end to the monarchy. Third, both of them delivered that salvation was possible through revolution. Fourth, both had no confidence in the king and thought that the king was responsible for the defeat against Austria. Fifth, both of them formed the opposition party. Now, dissimilarities. First, Jacobins were practical, but Girondists had only bookish knowledge. Second, the Girondists followed the legal means to achieve their end, but the Jacobins could adopt any method to achieve their objective. Third, Jacobins resorted to violence, while the Girondists were confined to peaceful methods. Fourth, Jacobins were supporters of republic, while Girondists supported constitutional monarchy in the beginning. Fifth, Jacobins had influence in Paris, but the Girondists held their sway outside Paris, that is, in villages. Sixth, Girondists wished war with the foreign countries, but Jacobins were against it. Seventh, Girondists were against the murder of the king, but Jacobins wanted to put him to death. Eighth, Girondists were not organized and disciplined better than Jacobins. Ninth, the Jacobins were guided by Paris mob, but the Girondists were led by women leaders. Tenth, Jacobins exercised great influence on the Paris mob and the Paris Commune, but Girondists had no control over them.